have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How are you? It's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God the praise. To God be the glory. You have watched so many great things, of course, in this season, so many happy people everywhere. I'm sure you run into them, but I want you to know that, listen, if you're running a little low on your happy, you could, you know, go ahead on and get ready, because I know God's got some great things in store for you. It's always darkest before it's brighter, a brightest. So hold on, keep the faith, and, of course, know that we should be the most happiest people in the world because of the God that we serve. And I know happiness is a thing. It goes up, it goes down. It comes in, it goes out. I know it's by happenstance, but the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, that's the cut above, and the joy of the Lord should always be our strength. Well, good evening to you once again. I'm Loretta Petit, and you have reached the podcast, The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Thank you for sharing. Again, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness, your mercy, for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence in each and every one of our lives. You show up, oh God. You show up differently for each one of us, oh God, because you're everything that we need. Some of us need one thing and some need another, but God, you're all that and then some. So we want to say thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, for calling us, oh God, and Lord, for assuring us through your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter where we are, no matter what part of town we come from, it doesn't matter who our mom and our daddy were. Oh, God, we know that you are a very present help. And so we say thank you, Lord. We rejoice, hallelujah, at the thought and the belief and the promise of manifestation, oh, God, of the future that you have planned for each and every one of us. Even today, Lord God, the blessings that you have shared and shed up on us. So we thank you now. We give your name the praise. Bless my wonderful producer, your daughter, Miss Kimmy Kim. Oh, God, bless her. Her goings out and her comings in. Oh, God, and I pray a special blessing as well up on Mr. Jerry Royce. Bless his endeavors as well. And the entire family, oh, God, of believers that make up Elation. And, Father, we thank you even on Friday nights for the conversations, oh, God, for the messages, the teachings, oh, God. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We say amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hey, listen, on Friday night, I want to invite you to join us for conversations, for teaching. Some even preach a little bit. It's all good, and it's all God. So come check us out. We're going to be at the clubhouse. I don't just want you to check us out. I want you to be a part of us. So come and just share, you know, your little bit, and we share our little bit, and together we put all those little bits together, and we see a big, beautiful picture where God is glorified. So that's 9 p.m. Central. We're on Clubhouse, and you want to look for us in the Clubhouse called From Ashes to Beauty. Check us out. That's the room, From Ashes to Beauty, in the Clubhouse tomorrow night, Friday at 9 p.m. Central. Amen. So it is a great day to be alive. Somebody say, yeah, it's a great day to be alive. And some of us have seen worse days, so we're excited for where we are today. Some of us have seen better days, and we're saying, okay, God, we need to get back on track. But wherever we are in the Lord, I want you to know as long as you're in the Lord, you're good. Just keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. If you're not in the Lord, I want to encourage you to try Jesus. Make him your choice, because I want you to know that he is our eldest brother. He is the only begotten Son of the Lord God. He gave his life so that we could live and have eternal life. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus in the pardon of your sins, I want you to know that you can borrow a Bible from somebody. Get into Romans chapter 9, verses 9 and 10, and check out how easy it is to be saved with the right intent, the right motive. That's right. When you are sincere with God, I want you to know those passages are very, very sincere about getting your name written in the book of life. Amen. So to God be the glory on tonight. I thank God for my spiritual leaders and for all of the teams that I'm a part of, where we all, of course, offer our thanks and our praise to Father God. Amen. So at this time, today I want to talk about from the Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I want to talk a little bit about leadership. We're talking about women winning at life from ministry to marketplace. And good leadership is always telling of a person who has prepared themselves, someone who is ready, right? Someone who is ready to go forth and to do the will of the Lord, to be a blessing even, right? To be a blessing. The funny thing is that I think people are calling me. I invited some people to join me, and as I think about it, I'm like, well, you know, maybe I forgot to leave the address. But, you know, because I do this so often, I'm thinking, okay, they know how to get in touch, but maybe not. But I want to talk about leadership today, even as I try to multitask and try and get them to check out the podcast. When I talk about leadership, it is about knowing how to move a people, you know, how to move people from point A to point B, and how to help them really to walk into their own and to understand, you know, where we're going as a team, where we're going as a company, where we're going as a ministry. And we want to be able to make them want to be a part of it, make them want to follow, right? We want to make them feel comfortable with what they're doing and make them feel like they're a very important part of what we're doing. So good leadership does all of that, I'm telling you, and then some. It does all of that and then some. Good leadership causes people, no matter what the challenges are, it causes people to want to be there, right? It causes them to want to follow. Good leadership causes them to want to be there with you. And so therefore, I want to encourage you with a few words on today. And again, I'll be sharing some points, and I'll be springboarding off of other points to share with you from the laws of leadership, the 21 refutable laws. And of course, my doctoral studies for all of those years. Oh my God, somebody said it was 4 years. Try like eight. Oh my God, was immersed in leadership and in management. And so when I look at people who are leading, I'm not trying to judge, but I do look at it with a critical eye, because I'm concerned about the ones that get left behind. I'm concerned about the least of those in the circle or in the organization. I'm concerned about those, because a good leader never leaves those behind. A good leader even makes the least feel like they are an integral part of the whole. So when we talk about that, I want you to know this, that people will follow leaders naturally who are stronger than themselves. We may pair up, or we may group up, and we're not looking at who's the leader, we're going to vote on it. Sometimes we just naturally flow to people who seem focused, people who seem to know where they're going, people who seem like they're not afraid to make mistakes because they know how to get back up and get everybody, you know, back together to again and on the path. So let's look at first point, respect in leadership. Let's look at respect inside of the leadership. When you look at somebody who may not be very impressive looking, you might look at somebody who seems to have had weathered skin. They've been around a while. You might see someone whose clothes may not be the cream of the crop necessarily. You may not have red-bottom shoes, but you might see someone that's a strong individual, someone who knows how to carry herself regardless of what she's wearing. She could have on blue jeans and a white T-shirt. But whenever she's present and whenever you see her put her hand to the plow and work, you see she's tough, you see she's focused, and you see that she pays attention to detail. And so at the end of all of that, you see that she has a yield of success. Yeah. Look at a Harriet Tubman model, a woman who was strong, who was consistent, who was dependable, and who put her hands to the plow, and you saw her yield. You saw the manifestation. You saw the great work that came from her hands. And so when you look at that type of a model, you realize that this person is a born leader. This kind of a person is a born leader. You have got to respect the toughness. You've got to respect the strength. You've got to respect the focus, the attention to detail. You've got to respect that this person or this kind of person gets results. So we always want to respect the gifts within everybody, because understand that the Spirit of God is in everyone. Yes, even those who are unbelievers, His Spirit is still there. And His Spirit is only waiting to be activated by their faith, by their accepting Jesus Christ. So there was an old adage I remember hearing, so be careful where you go, because wherever you go, God is going with you. And it just simply means, of course, that God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. And if He's everywhere, then He's got to be in everybody. He's everywhere, right? But He's not activated to, He doesn't have your permission to lead you and guide you if you've never accepted Him as your Savior. Now, does God still reign on the just, you know, those who are saved, and the unjust, those who are not? Yeah, He give them breath in their body every day, right? He gives them sustenance or a way to get their food. He allows them to have a roof over their head. So, yeah, all those are blessings, and He's raining those blessings on us. But as it results in salvation, that's going to take a you, Y-O-U, a you step. You have to make that decision. So when we talk about leaders and respecting leadership, there are people that we've worked for in our jobs that's not necessarily saved, but we still respect them, right? We respect the boss who may say, oh, I'm a Jew, I don't believe in Jesus. Okay, we still respect them, right? We respect them for their place in the hierarchy. We respect them for their title. And many times we respect them for their giftedness. Some people that may not be saved are very, very talented, very gifted, have charisma even. And people are drawn to them. And that's why so many people go astray. They're drawn by the charisma to people who are not talking Jesus, people who are not preaching and teaching Jesus. But because they're fun individuals or they have charisma, we, you know, tend to flock to them. But I just want to say today, that's okay on your job, yeah, because, you know, you have sinners and Christians alike on the job. But in your daily life, what you live with under your roof, y'all should be walking the same walk. But always, whether they, again, are saved or not, let's learn to respect the gift that God has put in them. God says every good and every perfect gift comes from above. So we have to know that God gives good gifts. Sometimes people just choose not to use their gifts for God. But God is the giver of these gifts, and we need to respect that. So as we talk about this thing called leadership, this author does a lot with Harriet Tubman, and the author is John Maxwell. He does a lot with Harriet Tubman as he talks about her leadership and the fact that she was not educated and that she did not live in a culture that would respect black people. She did not come up in our present-day circumstances where we have all these opportunities to be our own boss and, you know, to make the things that we want or to cook and bake the things we want and sell them at the marketplace. She was not fortunate for all of that, but she still was a mighty good leader. A mighty good leader. There are people that admired her, people who admire you, people who may admire me. And it's a form of respect because I can think of people that I admire. It's a form of respect to say, I love what you're doing. I love to see you do what you're doing when you're doing what you do. You know, it's the respect there. The other thing I want us to look at is our leadership ability. The more leadership ability a person has, the more quickly he or she recognizes leadership or its lack in others. As I said earlier, I don't judge you, but I look at you in your leadership role with a critical eye because I know some of the key points that I'm looking for, you know, and I can determine if I can work with someone just by looking at how they lead when they're leading others. So when we talk about that leadership ability, we're talking about the ability to have a person do something that I really, use me as an example, to have a person do something I really, really need them to do, all the while they're feeling like they wanted to get it done. That's great leadership. And in the end, a good leader is not looking to benefit only personal, but is looking to benefit for the whole, want everyone to get something out of it. That's what a good leader does. And I say that when I'm in a leadership role, I'm always pushing other people forward. I'm saying, thank you for what you do for me and for how you lift me up, but let's put together something where I can lift you up. What is it that you enjoy doing? Let's create something around that. I love those kind of leaders because those kind of leaders are like me. So what is it that you do? Oh, what do you love doing? Well, we're going to create something around that. And I don't just mean create for the sake of creation, but create something where this person can shine, do what they love to do, and the persons who are a part of it, they all walk away having experienced something special. So that is leadership ability, the ability to visualize and bring to fruition, to create, and to make the people that are helping you feel now that they are being lifted up and applauded. Amen? So, yeah, that's one of my favorite topics, really, to talk about leadership. There's so many different facets to leadership, so many different ways you can be a good leader. So most people have it in them, you know, to be a good leader, but many of us have had bad role models. And having bad role models, we lock some of those early memories in our brain and say, oh, when we get grown, we get our own, we're going to handle our business like this. We're going to talk to people like this. We're going to show them who's boss. And all that old bad way of thinking sometimes seeps out, and you find you got to shut your doors because no one wants to work with you or work for you. You find you got to shut your ministry because people are getting tired of being beat up by you. You find that, you know, nobody's coming to support what you're doing because you injure people so much with the blade of your tongue or the fact that it's always all about you. And every good thing, you take the credit for it. Every bad thing, you pass around the blame. That's not a good leader, guys. That's not a good leader. There are many ways to measure a follower's respect for his leader, but perhaps the greatest test of respect comes when a leader creates major change in an organization. When there's going to be major change in the organization, as I said many times, we can do things to feature those who keep the doors open. We can do things to feature those who hold our arms up. is very, very important. Leadership is very important. You cannot act like the crew. The leader, you have got to be where you can be seen by all. You have got to be where you can be felt by all. You know, everyone, whether we're different or whether we're very, very similar, have to feel that you are our leader. We all need to feel you. We all need to know that, because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. The greatest test of respect comes when a leader creates major change in the organization. So there are going to be some major changes when a new leader comes in. So we've got to cut them a little slack, give them a chance, try and see what can I do to support this leader making this transition. And I found, just had a conversation earlier today, that some people don't give new leaders a chance. They simply say things don't feel right, they don't feel the same, and I'm out. So give your leaders a chance, and whatever you think a good chance is, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 months, a year, whatever you feel it is based on your level of patience and your belief system. And know that when they come in and they have inherited something fabulous, I believe they want to keep it fabulous. What are your thoughts on that? So to confirm what I said, this author also says leaders evaluate everything with the leadership bias, which is true. When we look at, you know, how others are leading, I know for me personally, I determine if I want to be a part of that organization, so I want to be a part of that group. And it's all how the leader leads. Sometimes the leader is too quiet. The leader doesn't say enough. The leader doesn't check the wrong or redirects the wrong to the right side of the street. The leader is just too quiet. Sometimes the leader is too noisy. The leader complains about everything. The leader wants to micromanage everybody. The leader goes left, and the leader gets two steps left and say, no, I want to go right. And the leader goes two steps right. Wait a minute, I might want to go to the middle. So sometimes the leader is just confusing because the leader does not know where the leader wants to go or where the leader wants the team to go. So we've got to, you know, as leaders, understand we too have vision or should have a goal to be better, to do what we do as unto the Lord. That means putting our best foot forward all the time, putting our best foot forward. We have got to understand that. The best leaders are the leaders who read. Not only do you read the room when you're having your meetings at the podium, but you read what the followers are sending to you. You read what is going to affect your followership, and you respond in a timely manner. That spills over into management now. Manage your time, manage your calendar, you know, and manage what your systems and processes are. A leader has to read situations as well. Read the situation and know instinctively what play to call. It's kind of like a sports deal. You got to know what play is going to work out in your best interest with this particular situation. So I hope today that I've shed some light on leadership. One of my favorite topics to talk about so much is inside of that. But I pray that, you know, God has blessed you to receive something tonight. And I hope that whatever you receive, that you, you know, put a little bit more study into it and get even more. So that's going to be a wrap for me today. I do want you to know you can always reach out to me. I would love to correspond with you. Simply send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. May God bless you and may God keep you. Y'all already know that's my prayer. This has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Happy birthday to all of you celebrating, and happy anniversary to you that's celebrating on today too. Until next time, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
defeated and you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Over in a chaos, more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand.